Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I have somebody special that you can ask about gender reveals. I don't know how to segue this. Ladies and gentlemen, Icky Woods on the Jason and John Show.
Icky, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, what's going on? How you guys doing today, man?
Have you ever attended a gender reveal before, Icky?
Have I ever did what?
Have you ever attended a gender reveal party?
No, I hadn't went to one of them, man. Hadn't been able to make it to one of them. Well, but I don't even know what that is, actually.
Oh, it's where, you know, I actually had one a couple weeks ago where I'm having a child. And we reveal to the the gender. It's gonna
So what are you having?
I'm having a daughter. I'm having a baby girl.
All right.
Icky.
Well, congratulations, my friend.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I did the Icky Shuffle in celebration.
I hope you didn't pull a hamstring trying to do that thing now.
I am all good. we're of course talking to Icky Woods, who's a former Southern NFL running back. He's here on behalf of Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats. They're gearing up for Port Grant Appreciation Day. Before we get into some of the biggest stories in the NFL, Icky, tell us about Gridiron Greats and how great a need there is for something like this for pro football players.
Well, Gridiron Greats do a great job. So does Rudolph Foods with the appreciation, man. Just, you know, trying to help guys who are in dire straits and especially the older guys who didn't make the big money that these young guys are making now, and they're starting to have the health problems and everything. And Mike Ditka's outfit steps up, and Rudolph Food stepped up and did the appreciation day, man. And it's great, man. It's a great thing. They got my knees done for me. And so if you guys can support, that would be great. And you can go to the website. I'm pretty sure you guys got the website for the Southern Recipe Park Rhine. Yep. So give that information out, man. And you guys go on there. You got a chance to win $5,000 cash. And you also can help a great cause, man.
Icky, how bad were those knees? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, they were real bad, man. I had to get a total knee replacement on both of them. So, yeah, and they got that done for me, man. And I tell you, that was life-changing, brother.
Well, to stick with that real fast, how many guys, I mean, considering when you played, like you talked about, was a different era, than how many guys you know, friends of yours, former teammates, who are in need of that sort of help as well? Is it a lot? Is it a few? What's the number?
Yeah, man,
like?
it's quite a bit, man. Because you know, when we came up, we wasn't making the money that these guys are making now. So, you know, so we didn't have a chance to be multimillionaires as soon as we signed our name on the dotted line, man. So we had to, once we got out, man, we had to get jobs and do things to survive, man. But you know, Mike Ditka's outfit is, you know, especially the guys that were before me, you know, they really wasn't making no money, you know. So, and those are the guys that's ailing now. I'm in my 50s. We're talking about guys who are in their 60s and 70s who really didn't, you know, really didn't have the player association that the guys got now, all the benefits that they got now. Those guys just didn't have it.
You know, Icky, it's interesting to hear you sort of talk about it because, man, you were a stud. When you were on the field, you know, in the NFL, when you were healthy, you were a stud. Do you sit around sort of wondering like what could have been now, or like
I don't harp on that, man. You know, life goes on, man. You know, I was blessed with six beautiful children. Now I'm blessed with seven beautiful grandbabies, man. So yeah. I don't harp on the past. We just move to the future and keep everything going, man, and try to stay healthy through this pandemic.
The way that the position has changed, right, since when you played in the NFL, it's been quite fast. It's come back a little bit because, you know, Dalvin and Christian McCaffrey and Kamara, these guys are getting paid. But it almost felt like, you know, when you played, you had to have a great running back. And even if you had the reach and draft them early in the first round, like, that is just what you did. And then it kind of started to feel like, all right, running backs became, they got a little bit more phased out. You can get a talented guy in the third, fourth round. What do you think is the reason behind that? And do you think a day will come when running backs are, again, the priority in the NFL and get drafted in the first round regularly?
Well, you know, there's a few teams that the running back is primary. And Tennessee, boy down there, Henry down there.
Yep.
So they got a few prominent running backs that are doing some good things right now. But it's a passing league, man. It's not a run league right now. It's a passing league, and everybody's doing the passing thing right now. So,
speaking of the pass,
so the backs got to adapt and be able to catch the ball and be able to block.
Speaking of the passing game, how about Burrow? What have you thought of the rookie QB?
Love him, man. I love him. If we can get an offensive line down here, man, to help that kid, man, I think that kid can be something special, man. But it's just it's unfortunate that our offensive line is not a little bit better than, or playing a little bit better than what they're doing, man. And it's just bad to see, man, the young kid out there giving his all, man, and they can't keep him upright.
Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, talking to the great Icky Woods here on the show, here on behalf of Gridiron Greats. The website that he mentioned earlier was southernrecipesmallbatch.com, gridirongreats.org, to learn more about how you can get involved. Icky, I know you've seen the news that Antonio Brown is eligible to return from his suspension after Week 8. The Seattle Seahawks apparently are one of the teams that is pushing to sign him. Are you in favor of that? Because we know how productive he is. We also know what he brings to a team in terms of his baggage and what he's done off the field. Where are you in Antonio Brown and giving him a second, third, fourth, whatever chance you want to call it?
Hey, man, you know, hey, the guy's a talent, man. It's going to be up to the organization whether they take a chance on him, man. I know I'd give him a shot, you know, especially Seattle's 5-0 right now, and I think that may be the piece of the puzzle they need to get over the hump.
Hopefully
he don't bring no problems. But like you said, he comes with a baggage, so you got to be ready for that.
How tough the Chiefs going to be to beat, though, Icky, with Le'Veon Bell now coming? I figure he's a complimentary piece. You're not being asked to do what you were with Pittsburgh and what folks thought you might do with the Jets. What's that going to look like with the Chiefs? Are they going to be unstoppable?
Oh, man, yeah, that's a piece of the puzzle that's going to help them toast. So we might see the Chiefs and the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. So that might be just – but that's going to be a good thing to see, though, man. We always want to see a good game, man, and hopefully we can get it done.
And then you mentioned you're the father of six. What kind of advice would you give for our soon-to-be father here on the other side of the glass about doing it the right way?
Man, enjoy them. Enjoy every minute, you know, because they grow up fast. Before you know it, they're going to be up and walking, and they're going to be doing things, and you ain't going to know where the time went. So try to spend as much time with them and get to know them, man, because they grow up fast.
Amen. Icky, man, this was great
stuff.
It's
been an honor to talk to you, Icky.
We appreciate the time, as always. Hey, again, gridirongreats.org.
Pleasure's all mine, bro. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He is.
All righty.
Icky Woods, former NFL running back, Gridiron Great. The website, gridirongreats.org. If you look at sort of Icky's numbers, he only played
three seasons?
Pardon? Four total.
38
four total.
Games or something like that?
Something along those lines. Let's see, 26, 28. Yeah, 37 games in his career.
One of them a Super Bowl.
But in his rookie year, which obviously was his best and his sort of he was actually most active in that season. He had 203 rushing yards, 203 rushes, 1,066 rushing yards, and 15 touchdowns. So he was incredibly productive. I mean, he was a touchdown magnet. And then, of course, he had ACL injuries and knee injuries that he talked about, and he never was quite the same.
I learned it, the Icky Shuffle.
You did learn it?
Oh, man, we did it. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like prime time's move when you're across the goal line.
Oh, wow.
Icky had something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.